Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I am like a kid in a candy store. I've got David Baker secured for an interview on Forecast next month. David Baker is the author of a book called The Business of Expertise, which if you haven't read it, you need to go to Amazon right now. I mean it, like pause this episode and go to Amazon right now, search for The Business of Expertise and buy it. And I can tell you, if you read this book, it will change the way that you think about your business. I actually read this book cover to cover, and that is saying a lot because I read a lot of books, but I very rarely read them cover to cover. But this is one of the few that I actually made it through, and it wasn't very hard at all because it had me flipping the pages with anticipation all the way through. Quick story behind the interview. David sent out a tweet last week asking people to leave him a review on Amazon for the book. I had been meaning to reach out to David for an interview for a while, just never really got around to it. So I took the opportunity. I left him a review on Amazon, and I went all out. I recorded a video as part of the review and left some really glowing praise for the book, none of which was hyperbole or embellishment at all. All of it was true. David was very appreciative. He tweeted back to me, and then I asked him to come on the show, and luckily he obliged. So I've been, for the last few days or so, just kind of brushing up on the key ideas presented in the book, because it's been a few months since I've read it. And I wanted to share one such key idea with you. And I think a little bit of background to this is that the core premise of this book is that if you're an expert and you want to monetize your expertise, you're what David calls an entrepreneurial expert, then you need to go deep enough in your area of expertise such that there are few alternatives. You want your expertise to lack alternatives. You don't want it to be interchangeable, because if clients and customers can go out and find somebody else just like you who does the same thing as you with the same expertise, then you're only going to be able to charge so much for your services and your consulting and so on and so forth. So you want to be rare, and you don't want to be interchangeable. And so in the book, David has a section called 5 Early Tests for the Positioning of Your Expertise. So these are 5 tests to determine whether or not you're going deep enough in your expertise. And one of the tests he calls Drop and Give Me 20. I want to read to you the description of this test. David says, "This harks back to a Marine sergeant telling a private to give him a quick 20 push-ups on the spot, or maybe a high school football coach doling out punishment for a bad 40-yard time. The idea is that at a moment's notice, without any preparation, you can give me 20. In this case, what I want you to give me is 20 insights that emerge from your expertise as applied to a particular focus. Here are the 2 rules that govern the exercise, and they are both assumptions you need to make about me, your audience, for these 20. First, assume that I'm smart. Doesn't matter if I am, just assume that I am. Second, assume that I know a fair bit about your field of expertise, whether that's marketing, engineering, design, healing, writing, researching, constructing, or whatever. As you read your list of 20 things to me, nearly off the top of your head, will I have some aha moments? Will I learn something? Say you're that marketing firm that works with credit unions, and for the moment, assume that I'm smart and that I know a fair bit about marketing. Will I learn something about marketing to credit unions that have never occurred to me? Or pretend that I'm the editor of a law review publication and that I'm smart enough to have at least gotten the job. And you're a lawyer who specializes in reversing disability decisions handed down in court that don't favor your client. You work for your clients, dragging their particular fight through the court process until hopefully you win on their behalf. When you submit an article for the publication for which I serve as editor, will I learn a bunch of things that I didn't know before? Or say you're an expert in applying for grant funding from private 501c3 organizations, and I'm the director of a social impact organization in Washington, D.C. that's hoping to enroll underserved inner city seniors into social registries. I'm smart and I know a lot about social impact, but when I talk to you, I learn all sorts of nuances about the process that would have taken me years of practical experience to accumulate. When first developing this list, I used to have separate items for is it true? And is your expertise demonstrable before the engagement? But over time, I came to see that both of these can be subsumed under this drop and give me 20 category. If you can't articulate your expertise quickly and concisely and in a compelling manner, It's just simply not true. And if it's not true, you're going to struggle to demonstrate that you're going to struggle to demonstrate that expertise to a prospect with an article or presentation or webinar or explanation in an elevator. It's more likely that good old lack of discipline explains why your expertise has not been demonstrable, but that's a separate issue. End quote from the book. So I think this is a powerful, powerful exercise. And what I want you to do with this is go and open up a document, take out a sheet of paper, and drop and give me 20. Write down 20 insights that you would share with a client or with a prospect just on a moment's notice that demonstrate the deep, deep expertise that you have in your field and that teach them something that they would not have otherwise known, assuming that they're smart, assuming that they know quite a whole lot about your area of expertise. I think what you're going to find if you do this is that your expertise is not nearly as deep as you thought it was, that you're not nearly as rare as you thought you were, and you're actually far more interchangeable than you'd like to be. And that's a good realization to have, because if you cannot articulate 20 insights that are unique and valuable and rare, then at least you know what your problem is. At least you know what your problem is. And then I think the solution also lies in this. Now the challenge becomes, can you articulate 20 insights that are rare, that are unique, that are valuable, and that a client or a prospect is not going to easily find elsewhere? If you can articulate that, then I think that's going to point you in the right direction to deepen your expertise and make your positioning a little bit more exclusive and specialized. So that's all for today. Definitely check out the book, The Business of Expertise by David Baker. Stay tuned to Forecast. We're going to have David on Forecast. Probably we're going to record in March, probably have it released sometime in April. So watch for that as well. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.